A woman from Maynard was killed and two people injured in an accident early Saturday morning. The Arkansas State Police report that 55-year-old Ann Davis was killed. 29-year-old Brandon McCall of Pocahontas and 24-year-old Ryan Atkinson of Walnut Ridge were both injured when the vehicle McCall was driving crossed the center line and hit the vehicle Davis was driving head-on, with the Davis vehicle then overturning. The accident happened on Highway 115 Mockingbird Lane in rural Randolph County. A woman from Ravenden was arrested last week on several drug charges. 40-year-old Denisa Poe faces charges for possession with intent to deliver meth or cocaine, possession with the purpose to deliver a Schedule 6 controlled substance, two counts possession of drug paraphernalia with intent to manufacture meth or cocaine, three counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, meth or cocaine, maintaining a drug premises, and possession of a Schedule 3 controlled substance with the purpose to deliver. She was taken to Randolph County Jail. The trial of escaped inmate Grant Hardin has been delayed. The trial was delayed until February 18th. Hardin was set to go to trial in November. Hardin escaped from the North Central Unit at Calico Rock in May and was caught 2 weeks later within 1 mile of the prison. Hardin was serving a sentence for murder and rape. He was transferred to the Varner Supermax in Goole after he escaped. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office reports several arrests. Friday, they arrested 45-year-old David Disbula of Mountain Home on charges of possession of a Schedule 6 controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and two counts of non-payment of fines. He's been released on $2,745 bond. On Thursday, they arrested 22-year-old Sterling Welburn of Williamson, Texas, on charges of second-degree battery, impairing operation of a vital public facility, and third-degree escape. His bond was set at $5,000. Sunday, 52-year-old Billy Risley of Mountain Home was arrested on charges of possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, meth or cocaine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $5,000. There were several injury accidents reported over the weekend across southern Missouri. Saturday morning, a woman from Houston suffered moderate injuries when her vehicle was hit in the rear by a vehicle driven by a 17-year-old boy from Houston. The accident happened on Highway 17 at Lily Road, 1 mile south of Houston. The woman was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. Saturday around noon, a man from Gainesville suffered serious injuries when the UTV he was driving hit a tree. The man was flown to Baxter Health in Mountain Home. The accident happened on County Road 327, 2 miles south of Sycamore. Saturday evening, three West Plains women were injured in an accident in Butler County. The Highway Patrol reports that all three suffered minor injuries when their vehicle traveled off the road and overturned. The accident happened on Highway 53 at Culent. Two Kentucky residents were injured in an accident in Shannon County Saturday evening. The Highway Patrol says the 40-year-old man and 30-year-old woman from Somerset, Kentucky, both suffered minor injuries when their vehicle ran off the road and struck a tree. Both were taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. The accident happened on U.S. 60, 3 miles west of Fremont. Sunday afternoon, a man from Eminence was injured in an accident north of Alton. The Highway Patrol reports the 42-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he attempted to make a turn and was hit by another vehicle that was driven by a 44-year-old man from West Plains. That accident happened on Highway 19, 4 miles north of Alton. And a man from Memphis was injured in an accident south of Willow Springs last night. The 33-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he stopped on the shoulder of the road and was sideswiped by a vehicle driven by a 50-year-old man from Jacksonville, Arkansas. The accident happened on U.S. 63, 2 miles south of Willow Springs. And the Mega Millions jackpot has grown yet again after no ticket matched all six numbers in Friday's drawing. The jackpot has now reached $650 million. That's the 10th largest amount in the game's history. The last time there were a top 10 jackpot was December of 2024. The next drawing is set for tomorrow night.